Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, the only radio station you need to listen to.
Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yay! What's up, everybody? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Today is January 1st, right? What's going on over there? Everything okay? All right.
Somebody tapped the screen and it switched.
Oh, shit.
Is it you?
It happens. Well, anyway, Happy New Year. Today is New Year's Day, January 1st, 2018. And here we are. It's New Year's Day. And I didn't actually get too hammered last night. So I'm okay today.
Sucks for you.
Yeah. I did some drinking. We hung out home.
And I was with him. He was okay.
Yeah. And Randy was with me. And my son, who conked out at 10:30.
Yeah.
But then I woke him up. Like, come on. Like a 2-year-old. 20 years old. He either want to drink no beers or nothing. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Ooh.
But we'd like to wish everybody out there a very, very happy new year.
Happy new year.
Much success with 2018. So what's going on? What'd you do for New Year's?
I can't remember.
That was that bad, huh?
That was a year ago.
Yeah.
No, we actually had a nice time. Me and Klaus went to, Tommy Bass's house.
Okay.
His wife Dina had a party, so we went there.
Okay.
Back, where our old studio was, near that area. So
okay.
It was good.
Very nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun night. Yeah, what'd you do, man?
I chilled out at home.
Nice.
It's nice and quiet.
That's sometimes, this year I noticed a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
There wasn't many parties, and usually, New Year's, it's like you got a list of things. We can do this, we can do that, we can do this. I was like, I don't want to do shit, I was about to sit home.
Was it me, or did, Times Square look empty last
year? Yes.
Yes.
Because I have the video cams on my iPad, so we were looking at different shots of Times Square, and it was fucking empty.
You know what?
I don't know.
Nicole.
It was like 5 freaking degrees outside.
It was cold
out there.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's definitely not riding season in this neck of the woods, but it is in your neck of the woods.
But you know what? I saw some people posting
today
up in Connecticut. And stuff.
Wayne was riding.
Upstate.
Frank Holland. Those guys were riding today.
I mean, but they were down south. But I'm up in Connecticut, and a couple people I saw posted in New Hampshire riding. God bless.
Yeah. No. Really.
Those are diehards.
Yeah, man. Do it. Why not? Do it. Unfortunately, I think my battery's dead on my bike, so they go nowhere right now. I forgot to plug it in.
That trickle charge thing that, I don't know, Randy says you should do that.
But he doesn't do it.
He's going to make you plug it in before you leave.
Well, now that I know that he didn't plug it in, before we leave, I'm going to...
Can he go do it now?
So, Randy's tech tip of the month really went...
right out the window.
It didn't work
in
quite
here,
that well with me.
Oh,
here.
My God.
Hey, anybody out there got any good stories about their New Year's? If they rode today,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of people down in North Carolina riding today.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Frank Holland was riding, and I saw Wayne was riding. So give us a call, man. 877-917-5263. I forgot. Okay, let's start this again. 877-917-5263. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And the phone's ringing already.
It's starting.
From North Carolina.
There you go.
I wonder who it could be.
Hello, you are on the air on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Hi, Jane.
Happy New Year, Jane.
Wow. What are you doing?
Still nursing my dog back to health.
Oh, yeah, we saw all that.
How is she doing?
That is a cute dog, man.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah.
So what exactly happened with your doggy?
To what?
A lot of people don't know what happened to your doggy out there. What happened to him?
Oh, yeah, I found a mast cell tumor on her left front leg.
Okay.
And they had to remove it last Wednesday. And she only has 3 legs.
Okay.
Somebody had cut her right rear foot off when she was 5 months old just to be mean.
Wow.
So, she's quite a story. But so I had never gotten her spayed because they have to open up the hips completely. And her one hip is not in the socket all the way because she got hit by a car. Right after somebody cut her foot off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, that poor dog. But she's in a great
place.
That
is a beautiful dog, though. Gorgeous dog.
You're such a good dog, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it. But we're glad she's doing great.
She's quite the little hero. She was been in the hero dog competition back in 2013.
What?
And her story is in a book called In Dogs We Trust.
Okay.
So yeah, she's kind of a little celebrity around here.
Oh yeah, she's cute though. Well, you know what, Jim? We wish her good luck, and she'll be up and out soon. I'm hoping, and we want to wish you a very happy New Year. And,
well, thanks. You guys too.
And send over some ribs if you'd like, and, you know.
Okay.
So do you have any updated events going on, your next event for the 9/11 Foundation?
We have a Fill the Boot event that'll be coming up the end of January, where we raise funds for the first responders to go to New York City in September.
Okay.
And then we're also in the process of raising funds for canine ballistic vests and buddy bags, which are first aid kits for the canines.
Uh-huh.
And then the hot and pop buttons for the handler to wear on his vest in case the officer gets in trouble and his dog is in the car. He can hit the button on his vest. And it'll open up the doors so the dog can come
to his rescue.
Pretty cool. So it's our goal to make sure that all the police canines in North Carolina have these ballistic vests and the first aid kits.
Wow, that is totally cool, man. Yeah, to have those. It's really important for them to have it also. Wow. Good job. Really good job.
They're the first ones. Usually before an officer goes in, the dog gets sent in first.
Wow.
So they definitely need to be protected with the vest, and the government does not provide those vests.
Oh, you know, you think they should provide those vests for them. Right?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, I hate to tell you how much equipment that a everyday cop wears that they don't supply, that they have to pay for those.
Yeah, I know.
Right, and now uniforms. Thank you, New York, the new tax laws. Police officers, nurses, teachers, and everybody are not going to be able to deduct.
Are you kidding me?
Their uniforms in 2018.
Wow. Oh, come on, really?
And everything, including the ammunition and the guns that are used for work, they can't deduct that now. As an expense.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Thanks for nothing. No,
I agree. I was going to join you on that.
God damn, I very strongly agree on that. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
The people that. That provide these needed services, the police department, the fire department, teachers that are teaching their kids, they are not allowed to take that as a tax deduction now in 2018.
And you know what? Thank you for putting of yourself for us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And
yes.
You know what?
Sorry that you're getting screwed.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody, you know what? Contact your politicians. This is wrong.
Yeah,
wrong.
Totally wrong. Okay. I agree.
Absolutely. We definitely need to do more for our first responders.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Wow. So, all right, Jane. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay.
And Jane's actually an admin now.
Y'all have a good night.
Jane's actually an admin on Live to Ride, Right to Live. And those girls and guy are kicking ass on that.
Are they kicking the guy's ass?
No, they're all kicking ass together. They're great. I'm going to mention them in a minute.
Thanks,
well, Jane, thank you for that, too.
Oh, you're very welcome.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So I found something interesting. This is something I've been looking into for probably about the last six or seven years.
Okay.
I know that it's been around for a while. But I saw a company that actually, it's still more affordable, but the blow-up vests, for motorcyclists now.
Okay.
Have you, any of you guys I've seen that
commercial.
So I'm posting the link on the Facebook page, and I'll post it on our YouTube channel because we are also live on YouTube.
That's right.
Simultaneously with a much better picture.
Definitely.
On that. But the one manufacturer, Helite Moto, I just dropped it on there. They've gone through extensive research. So what happens is there's like compressed air, and it's like a life vest. That you tether to the motorcycle. So if, God forbid, you're in any kind of an accident, the minute you get ejected from the bike, it pulls it. And then within milliseconds, the vest expands. And it's not just air. It's air and a shell in the front and the back. So it's a hard front and a hard back. So it protects your chest. And it goes up high and protects your neck. For the hyperflexion injuries and the snap neck for passengers, like what happened with me.
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
having
bike,
the same problem.
It actually protects you in an accident, and it's been proven that it's saved quite a bit of lives. So
I watched, they had that on Facebook, and you see the guy flying off the handlebars of a bike, landing on the floor, getting up, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
awesome.
They've
been testing it out. They started it, I think it was Australia, about 10 or 11 years ago they had it. Then, of course, you know, Japan came out with a version. I don't know where this one is. But it's still, listen, we spend thousands of dollars on motorcycles for add-ons and parts and things like this, and they actually make the vest separate or built into really cool-looking jackets. Now, listen, you know, my life is worth $1,000.
Sure, why not?
I would buy the jacket, and I would probably just buy the vest. If it could, and it's reusable. It's not a one-time use thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
It's reusable.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's totally reusable. They have, because it'll also deflate on its own after a certain amount of time period. So any emergency responders, if they come, they'll be able to get the vest off. But they have the whatever the air cartridges are, and you refill it.
Wow, I didn't
and
notice that
it.
One.
Oh, so wow. there's a new safety thing that could prevent a lot of lives. I think I'm going to call them up now that I just gave them a free plug and see if they want to sponsor the show.
Nice.
No, but anybody out there that actually owns one.
Call in.
Call in, let us know what your feelings are.
Right.
I mean,
definitely.
Even if you're doing 30 miles an hour, you hit a stupid pothole and you get ejected from the bike, you know, it's boom. It'll protect.
It'll
protect you.
Because I was crossing the Cross Bronx one day and almost got ejected from mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I came off that seat this far off that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's scary shit when you get thrown from the motorcycle. I know firsthand what that fucking feels like. Oh,
that's gotta be shit.
I'm a fully loaded bagger, and I'm, you know, this far off the seat.
Yeah.
Barely holding on to the handlebars. Didn't expect it. And next thing you know, I mean, the guys behind me are like, what the hell? Because, you know, I'm
that's scary stuff.
The road getting it back together.
Yeah, I would have had liked that for Christmas, but I got
sure.
I got a whole ensemble to go snowmobiling.
Nice.
So, maybe for my birthday, honey, if you're listening.
People on our YouTube saying to make us louder. Can you hear us okay? Did you hear the phone call okay? I just want to know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the app volume seems louder than the desktop, but everyone is clear on my end. So Aaron's fine. So
right.
We had a package from Aaron.
That's right.
Am I serving him now?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Can't wait till after the show.
that
Aaron,
champagne?
Hey, Dawn, where's that box from Aaron?
I got it.
You have it right here? Maybe we should do that now.
Yeah.
Before the phones start ringing off the hook. We want to thank Aaron very much. And if anybody else wants to send us little gifts and surprises, you can give us a private message us on Facebook.
Here you go, Johnny. Sharp as all hell.
And for our YouTube people, you can email me. I'm going to put the media at – you can email us at media@mayhemradio.
Okay, we got a goodie box here. What do we have here?
Open it up,
I don't know.
Clown's going to pop out of it.
No clowns. There
killer,
are no clowns.
Killer clowns from outer space.
What are killer clowns? But we like when you guys send us gifts. And we sent out
those
T-shirts to all those people that were waiting. They're in the mail.
Yeah.
I'm moving away from Johnny because he's got a sharp pot.
I've been wanting to do this
poke the other breast.
No, thank you.
Serbia in the house? Wow.
Somebody's calling, watching from Serbia?
So that's what...
Isn't it tomorrow?
Denise, I show you a call. We're going to call you right back to
this.
Why are you giving this to me?
Isn't it
yesterday?
Just put it down.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you got all the popcorn-y things.
Uh-oh.
Let's try not to make a mess with that shit.
All right, well, wait a minute. Get your Mevo camera ready, because, you know, people on Facebook, we can't zoom in.
What do we got? Oh.
Oh. Read that.
We got Jack Stack Barbecue.
Ooh.
Kansas City Barbecue Rub. Nice.
Johnny's going to rub it all over himself
tonight.
Yes, Aaron.
Tonight. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Aaron,
it's
for that.
Not your fault, the mail.
Wait. I want to smell it.
Don't open it. Oh, my God.
John Frew sent me all kinds of good shit over here.
Oh, wait.
Twinkies and shit.
Twinkies?
Titties.
No,
is he sending
not.
You Twinkie ice cream?
Oh,
is
check this out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Wait. We got it. Yeah, we got
it's sticky, whatever it is.
Kansas City's own barbecue Gates original. Wow.
Totally went past Johnny's.
There's so much I can say to that.
I know.
It's going to be sticky by the time I'm done with it.
I don't know. I grabbed something out of the
Kansas
box.
Kansas City barbecue sauce
sticky. Hello.
It's amazing that the box is sticky. Go figure.
I don't know. I got a sticky box. What can I say?
Long
thank
weekend.
You, Aaron. Wait.
Aaron's.
Wait, this has got bubble wrap on it.
Wait.
Oh, this is fruity.
It's protected.
Oh.
So, I just pulled something.
It's a food spread, strawberry food spread. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Wait, I'm reaching.
A Wichita, Kansas tradition.
Wichita, Kansas tradition.
Aaron, so far this stuff is amazing.
Yeah, you are awesome, man. We love you, brother.
What is this?
Check this shit out.
Oh,
perfect must be for Randy's breathing. Weather, equate vaporizing steam liquid. There you
yes,
go.
Thank
so
you.
You can stop breathing heavy on the air. Thank you,
okay.
Aaron.
Now for the good stuff that's inside there.
Wow.
You can hand that over to Rod.
Cigars.
Yeah. It's water pillows.
Wow.
Aaron, you're so good. You even protected the cigars when you wrapped it. How awesome is that?
Good job. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Yeah, that is
you want,
cool.
Does Aaron have a, we sent him a shirt, right?
I think so. Aaron, we sent you a
if
shirt.
If we didn't send
right?
you a shirt, Aaron, let me know.
I think we did.
Yeah, all right.
I thought we did.
Or okay, but.
Because, you know, the cheap Jew that I am.
Interesting.
Not bad. Nice. We like getting presents.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Been bombed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and open this bubble wrap.
Wow. Right now. Thank you, good. Aaron. That's a nice stick right
awesome.
Here.
Awesome.
Okay.
So I hope Santa was good to everyone.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Well, the what
uh-oh.
Is it? The Hanukkah Jew guy, whatever.
Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry.
Randy likes it because it's gluten free.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Gluten free barbecue stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Original.
Anyway, all right. Listen, thank you. We're gonna we had a phone call come in. We're gonna call back real quick.
Okay.
It's somebody we know.
Well, we know, but our listeners don't know who it is.
They'll know who it is.
No, they won't. Only the ones that know who that is.
And the phone rings.
Hey, hello.
Hello, you're on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Faith. How are you?
I'm good.
Faith is another admin on the Live to Ride, Ride to Live group, and she's doing a fantastic job. I don't know how to thank these guys, man, because they really put their time and effort into this. I can't because I'm on the road all the time. And I look, it's like, holy shit, they really take it serious. And
yeah.
We definitely appreciate
it. Oh, we have a blast. We have a blast.
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. But
you guys have a good New Year's?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
It was nice. It was nice. Now, anybody on YouTube, you can hear Faith talking, right? Just double checking. Okay?
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, I can hear it on Facebook side pretty well.
I'm talking about YouTube. Make sure the YouTube is working.
Yeah, we're trying to monitor it.
I had a problem with YouTube. I just want to make sure it's working okay. But
okay.
What did you do for New Year's and Christmas?
Christmas, I had my grandkids over.
Oh, wow.
For New Year's, my butt stayed in the bed and watched TV, and I was over in the new site, the new group.
Okay.
The EWE.
Yes, that's another thing I'm talking about.
MeWe,
okay? MeWe is another social media network. Like a Facebook, but there's no jail. Okay?
And
you can hear that, Red?
So we have, if you guys are out there, go check out MeWe and go to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio's got a page. And Live to Ride, Ride to Live Raw's got a page. So, you know, the Live to Ride, Ride to Live page on Facebook, we're trying to keep it kind of classy, you know, some boobies, both. But the MeWe one, do whatever you want to do.
Go nuts.
Go nuts with that. But definitely check out the MeWe, and it's cool. Fantastic.
It definitely is a fun site. I spent 2 days over there.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. And I'm telling you, me and Dawn were fucking laughing and laughing because the shit you see on there, and people are posting stuff that they got put in jail for, you know, on Facebook, on MeWe, and it's like hilarious. So you got to check that out, man, everybody.
It's about time we getting something decent.
I was over there because I got Facebook jail. So
yeah, well, you know, that's what happens. You know, I posted the show one too many times. I was in jail for 3 weeks. That's what happened. You know, so
I posted artwork on a motorcycle tank. That's what I got Facebook jail
wow.
for.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I keep trying. Well, I never get put in jail.
No?
Yep.
Well, then start sharing the show. Where's it going?
I've been sharing the show. I've been doing everything.
I think they figured out who's involved in this, because every time I try to share, I'll get two or three shares, and then it tells me if you share again, they're going to get thrown in jail.
No, that's because you don't know how to do it right. I share like crazy, and I don't have a problem.
Yeah?
I was going to say,
Well, because there's certain things people have to understand with social media and things like that. If you download somebody's picture from another page and then upload it onto your own page and share it, you're now claiming that that photo is yours. So if that person who owns that photo or that artwork or whatever sees you do it and they report that, then that's jail number one.
Right, right.
So I just tell people, if you see like a really cool bike or you see something out there and you want to put it on our group pages or anything like that, hit the share button,
right.
Share to your page. So the person who actually created it will get the kudos that they deserve.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
As a photographer, I have that happen all the time.
Yeah.
I'll post photos on there, and I started now just smashing my watermark right across really good shots.
You got to do that.
People were taking them and claiming them that they were their own.
Exactly. You got to do that.
And it's not, I don't give a shit, share it. Just hit the share button and share all you want.
Yep.
But once you download something from the internet, and that's anywhere, not just on Facebook, if you download it, even if it's on Google Images, the Google Images, they're there for you to view, but technically you don't own them.
Right.
So,
well, but see, I wasn't doing that. I didn't download the picture. I'm trying to share the right off the our page, the Motorcycle Mayhem page.
Right.
Okay, you got the thing that comes up this week's show. I'm trying to share that. And I get three or four shares in, and boom, I get this thing that tells me, no, you're done.
Well, I'm going to show you, because if you're sharing it right from the page, if you do it too fast, that's another thing.
Yeah.
If you start sharing too quick, they think you're a robot. Well, and not somebody that can type 100 words
a minute. That's true. That's
well,
true. Or you could be like Denise and get Facebook jail for liking everything.
Exactly. If you like things too much,
that's true.
You go to Facebook jail.
Yeah.
Because you liked it too fast. Well, I'm sorry.
That's
I
why
liked it.
We're trying to get the MeWe off the ground, because there is a lot of people on it already. My phone was going off with alerts. Alert, alert, alert. Holy shit. I had to turn my alerts off. It's growing. It's a growing thing. If you're an adult and you want to have fun without getting in Facebook trouble, check out MeWe and make friends there, like just like Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can post whatever you want and don't have to worry about shit, which is awesome. So.
Yes, and it's blowing up, and everybody over there is so friendly.
Yes, it really
well, that's
is.
Good.
Everybody's nice. Everyone, you know, wants to help each other out. Everybody understands, you know, that Facebook is really too strict. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are you going to do about it? You can't fight them. You can't.
No.
All they got to do is go click, get done, bye.
Yeah,
so,
it's free.
And they do.
But
know.
That's that, you know what I mean? So, anyway. But anyway, you know what? I'd like to wish you a very, very, very happy and successful. That's my new word, successful. 2018. Okay,
you Faye? Guys, too.
And thank you for calling the show and doing what you do for us, for the show. Okay?
And I appreciate you having me there, and I have so much fun, and you guys have a good night.
Thank you. You too, Faith.
You got it. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, so two things before we continue. Randy, move your microphone closer to you.
Yes.
And make sure when you talk into the mic. Nobody can hear you.
All right. Well, I'm doing other things. I move it away because I don't want
to. All right.
Because I start grunting and groaning because
yeah, I know. Well, just remember, if
they annoyed me, I don't want to
bring them. Bring the mic closer to you.
How is that? Is
there
that
you
better
go.
Me?
There's Randy.
Randy's there.
Somebody asked me where Randy was. I had to put the camera on you for a minute.
He's
so
there.
Right there.
He's right there.
Oh,
he's there.
I'm like
there.
A bad penny. I keep popping up.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Anyway, it's you know what? I like to say a happy birthday to James Talley. Today's James Talley's birthday.
Happy birthday, Talley. Oh, my
Born,
God.
He's a New Year's baby.
He is?
Right?
That's a New Year's Day baby. That's right.
Yeah. A New Year's baby. When he was born, he had the big hat on, the underwear. With the
Talley whacker.
And the sash.
The sash. Well, James, if you're listening, man, we hope you had a great birthday today, a great birthday tonight, and, you know, whatever, man. Just happy birthday and happy New Year to you. So, anyway, we're going to have... somebody calling in soon. Hold on. Hellbent Creations.
Oh, Hellbent Creations.
And hold on. We got North Carolina calling in again. Hold on.
North Carolina.
I love North Carolina. You're on the air.
You too.
Hello, guys. Happy New Year.
Hi, Kim.
Happy New Year to you, too, Kim.
Hi, Margaret.
How are you?
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
You're so cute.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good. I'm doing good. I know that. I'm doing, you know, I can now do my show for my sweatpants and shit. So I'm happy.
Don't let them fool you. They're really disgusting sweatpants.
They are. They really are disgusting.
K- Get better pajamas or something, man. This is get like really ridiculous.
You guys all have a great Christmas.
Can you imagine him?
Yeah, it was awesome, Kim. How was yours?
Can you really imagine him in a onesie?
I'm having a conversation
here. How was fine. I had the stomach virus. I spent it alone. My daughter went to my family's, and I was home for 3 days.
Yeah, you and a lot of other people, man, in North Carolina especially, it's been really serious shit out there with that stomach virus and the flu.
Let me tell you something. I never felt so fucking bad in my life. I thought I was going to die. I haven't felt that sick in years. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I think I'm not going to go to North Carolina right now.
I can't wait to get back down there. Kim.
Robert, I got good news for you. I'll be down in Long Island at the end of the month of January. I have to go to an engagement party. So
nice. So we'll get together. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to get him on the show. She's here on a Monday. She'll come be a guest.
Will you be here on a Monday? You can be live on our
show. Yes, I will be. I'm not going to leave until Tuesday night.
Nice. So we'll have you on our show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I would love it. Oh, my God.
We'll get you some.
Going to be the same. You know it.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
I know
you,
we'll have
talk.
Some pizza here for you, some bagels, right? I know you missed that shit.
Yankee Doodles.
Vincent Pizza. Oh, my God.
Devil Dogs, Yankee Doodles.
I tell you, that's why I lost all my weight, because I don't get to eat what I want.
Well, I'll tell you, I found your weight, all right? So.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my God. I haven't seen him in a week, and he
Sharon
added like 25 pounds.
What is that?
Sharon is terrible. Sharon is Karen. And yeah. Talking to your beautiful wife, I said Happy New Year and everything else. And I hope you guys have a great year.
But you
I'm
too.
I'm going to cut this short because I have to go do a few things with my daughter because she's going to kill me because I'm always on Facebook. She said, she don't want to understand. I have a business. You know, I have your business to run.
Isn't it funny that the adults are on Facebook more than the kids lately?
That's why we're urging for me, Wee.
But she don't even go on it anymore. She goes on to that Snapchat shit. That's another thing. That Snapchat.
Yeah,
you know,
Snapchat.
She'll record me. She puts me on her story when I'm yelling at her. And all her, she has like over 200 views, and they're all laughing. They're like, we love your mom's Yankee accent. When is she going to go ghetto again? I'm like, really?
My God.
It's insane. I'm going to kill that kid.
Oh, my God.
Social media like that.
Well, listen, you go have yourself a great night. A very happy and successful New Year's. And we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, good night, Johnny.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Rob.
Good night, Kim.
Good night, Kim.
Good night, Kim.
Bye-bye now.
A few weeks. I'm so looking forward to it.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm saying good night, guys. Like, why? She's by herself over there. Like, good night, guys.
You don't know.
You know what? Red Wolf's got this. All right, I got successful. That's my thing now.
Oh,
have a very happy and successful 2018, okay?
So good,
Red is Red.
Really.
Red has put out some pretty good videos this weekend.
Come up with something else, will you?
I did. Successful.
Successful.
That's my thing. Hey, have a happy and successful 2018. How's that, better?
Yeah, much better.
So how's everyone out there doing, man? Come on, give us a call. We want to hear from you.
I'm cramping.
877-917-5263. Call us up. We want to know what you did this weekend for New Year's, for Christmas. If you're out there riding, Wayne, if you're out there, give us a call. Frank Holland, love to hear from you guys. You know, James Talley, again, happy birthday. If you're out there, call us. I'd love to hear from Red Wolf if he's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know who did the hangover ride today. I know Red Wolf was at the hangover
ride I saw that.
In Jersey, but a lot of guys didn't ride the bikes.
I thought the ride was canceled.
No,
just to get together.
No, it was just to get together, but I want to know how that went, the get-together. Hey. So they can call in for that. The Sticky Finger, not the Sticky Finger Run, the Cold Finger Run was rescheduled for Sunday the 7th here in New
Hello,
York.
You're on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You're on the air.
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
Happy New Year. Who do we got?
Ben sent us two old school bikers for y'all.
What's up, old school bikers? Another great group that's out there. So what's going on, bud? How was your New Year's?
Been better. I fell and got hurt, and now I'm paying for it.
Oh.
But you're still here, though, so
that's the important
good.
Part. You are still here, which is very good.
Y'all have a safe holidays, y'all.
You do the same. Ride safe and have a happy, successful 2018. Okay?
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, buddy.
And listening to the show.
That was West Virginia.
Yeah.
Wonder how the weather is there.
Cold. It's here. How? West Virginia's not that far from
nah,
us.
Yeah, that must be up by the Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know what Randy did. What did you do? Oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, I don't know if it's working. I can't see
that
it.
That looks
yet.
Beautiful.
I can't see it yet.
Well, other than I'm on the Mevo.
Huh?
So.
Oh, you're on a direct feed.
I know,
oh,
but I want to see how it looks on the screen.
Ah, it looks real good. No.
Oh, yeah, no, we can see it. We're high tech, folks.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? The band is, we moved out of that studio to a new studio.
Idiot.
And we didn't, the band is, you know, it's going to be kind of crazy, so we figured we'd try this, you know? That one's kind of small, whatever that, I can't even see that one.
Mm-hmm.
But,
no, but I can see it progress. Fine. It looks good on YouTube, and that they actually could see it. Well, I got to change the size of the picture.
Yeah, well, we'll have that all set up.
Right, that's, yeah, the pictures screen. Are small, but if the pictures
But I'll make
small,
one right, for yeah. you to run yeah. off your thing.
Yeah.
So we'll do it. And it'll expand the size on the screen.
All right.
So this way, we're trying to declutter. If you notice, it's kind of like
awesome.
Clear in the background.
Right. So you guys have any resolutions?
Why? I always break them.
No?
Why?
I'm actually trying to quit smoking.
Yeah, that's a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying too.
Oh, it's rough.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing real good with that.
I'm down for 2.5 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
I'm down to 4 cigarettes
to
a day.
To about... 2 packs
Four?
A week.
Good for you.
4 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, I'm down to about 2 packs a week.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'm getting there. You know what I mean? I'm
all
moving
right,
in the right
better.
Direction. Yeah. So, and I'll get to a certain point and then I'll slap the patch on. But I'm afraid to slap the patch on right now
Closer
and
to the
then
mic.
Start smoking and then
no,
have a heart attack.
No, you're not supposed to do both.
Right, you end up with a heart attack.
No. You've got to remember that you do the patch.
Right, so I want to get down to a point that I can... Well, I'm more comfortable putting the patch on than not worrying about, you know, having a craving for a cigarette and
mm-hmm.
doing something stupid like having one. So,
right.
Well, I'm going to quit smoking too. So, right now I'm at 0 cigarettes. So I'm doing good. I've quit smoking 21 years ago.
Yeah. Good for you.
Cold turkey.
No, yeah. No, good for you. Absolutely.
So why the hell?
Anybody who could do it, I think, is great. That's great.
So why do you breathe so heavy?
So fat.
Oh.
Which brings me to a joke that I got to get my wife one. My wife got one on me the other day.
Okay.
Like I was sitting at, where was that? I think I was in, we were doing a Jim Shinichi show.
Right.
And Jim says to me, your beard is so gray, but your hair, you have to dye your hair. I said, I don't dye my hair. He goes, you have to. I said, I never dyed my hair ever in my life. Said, all right. I come home, I tell her doing the story. She goes, and she goes, yeah, you never dyed your hair. She goes, it's down there. You're not gray down there, right? I said, no. She goes, well, how do you know?
It was good. Because she was... What, no, just right there. No hesitation.
You can't
right
see it over your gut. Oh, my God.
People are having a hard time hearing you, because you got to get a little closer to the mic. I'm making
oh,
it louder.
Sorry,
no,
sorry.
He doesn't have to get too close, then he's going to be super loud.
Right, I'm trying to, find a happy medium here somewhere.
As we go, folks, so bear with us. It's the new year.
Yeah, well, this is, in our international studios for Mayhem.
We are.
Motorcycle Mayhem
we
Radio.
We are moving into a new studio.
Well, we already are.
No. We didn't move in. We're moving into a new studio, but this is our temporary one for now.
Oh.
Until we get our new one, which is going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, we're going to wire that up.
Cannot wait. Yeah, it's going to be, everything's going to be up to date. Everything's going to be beautiful and. We're going to have good shows and all that good shit. So.
We're having good shows now.
Yes. You know, but I'm saying, like, we're going to have, you know.
Well, I got to say, this is a much improvement. You have some room here. You can breathe, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to get up and go to the bathroom, it wouldn't be like everybody has to move.
Exactly.
I did like
the old studio, I will say, because of the history of the studio.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That was great, and the sound quality in the room was awesome.
That was
a room that was designed for what it was doing.
Me personally,
it was
I loved it.
Small for all you
right.
backfuck,
I
man.
Loved that room.
It's just us, right?
Really,
hello. I am half the width of you guys.
Half?
Just
the
saying.
Only thing I miss about that studio over there is the diner afterwards.
What, you can't jump in the car now and drive to the diner? It's around
and
the
is
block.
That, I would have
is
to
that
get
one
dressed.
Seat?
Are you kidding me?
It's actually
I'm dressed?
Closer to where we are right now, folks, than where we were. You could seriously get in your truck and drive to the diner.
I can.
Well, the only difference was when he on the way home from the studio, you passed right by the diner.
That's right.
See, now you have to actually make a conscious effort to get out and drive there.
Now I pass the microwave.
I want to prank a food delivery guy and have him come here to the studio and deliver us the food right here live on the air.
That would be awesome.
Now we could do that.
Why not? Yeah.
Because before we couldn't. So now we could.
Does White Castle deliver?
I'm finding out right now.
No. You just go Grubhub, and they'll get you anything you want.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they'll go anywhere
Greek
you want.
Village, stop off at the park.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to order takeout maybe on the next show and have somebody deliver it here, and they won't know to be on the air live.
Does Grubhub deliver from West Virginia?
Jane, can you send me some ribs?
I bet you Amazon does, though.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I bet you they do.
What?
Deliver food from anywhere.
I guess.
That I'm friends on Facebook with a girl who works for the post office.
Lie.
And okay, so then, anyways, but she showed a picture one time in the back of her truck. All these bags of food, these zippered bags of food for Amazon that she delivers all day long. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I talked to somebody else who actually had the bag. I'm like, what's with the bag? He goes, oh, yeah, we had food delivered. I go, what do you mean you had food delivered? Yeah, oh, yeah, just get on Amazon, click whatever you want, and they'll ship it to you. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So maybe we can get stuff from West Virginia. Why not?
Yep.
All right. Somebody on
it may be a little cold by the time we get to you, but
on the YouTube side, somebody's going to send us Chicago deep dish pizza.
Chicago deep dish pizza.
Totally love
Hopefully
it.
From New York.
Hopefully from New York.
Yeah, because I had Chicago deep dish pizza.
Then what the hell? It's not from Chicago.
You know, it can be called Chicago deep dish pizza.
No, it's not the same. It's not made the same. Uh-oh. It's totally different.
Hello, you're on the air, Mr. Frew.
Hey, I hear you guys talking about delivering food.
Yeah, just so sending me enough shit on my phone.
For Manny Brothers, we'll deliver you guys sandwiches.
Uh-oh.
They'll deliver our sandwiches right here to Long Island, John.
Don't crush my sandwich.
They will deliver you sandwiches right from Pittsburgh right up to you guys.
No.
Well, I'm wanting you to hand deliver them. Can you do that?
No. He's not. John is not setting foot in New York. He already said that.
Oh, yeah.
He will never do it.
What's up, Mr. John Frew? How was your New Year?
Yeah, you know, same old, same old. Just
don't be
stay
depressing.
Warm.
Happy stuff. Let's hear happy stuff. Let's hear happy New Year stuff. Happy.
Well,
happy.
Yeah, it was a happy New Year. Okay. It was good, but it's just cold. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's fucking zero.
Yeah, I feel sorry
you know,
for
you
guys. You
get up in the mornings, your pipes are froze. You got to call them out.
I agree.
Oh yeah, no. I every day I'm going across the street to the woman and her daughter across the street, and her tub is freezing because the way they built that house, the drain is in a crawl
space.
No, a cantilever hanging out the back of the house.
Oh.
It's the worst thing I can't imagine what they were thinking. So every day I'm over there, you know, so they can take a shower. I'm over there running hot water and stuff and getting it going.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of fun. I had some pipe issues myself, as did a lot of other people.
Speaking about pipes, I got some nice pipes on my motorcycle. How about you? What do you got on your motorcycle?
What? I don't have a motorcycle anymore. I told you that.
But you have a motorcycle.
I had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
you
I had the fish. I had the fishtails.
Did you?
Yeah. I had the fishtails on my 83.
Don't you
FLH.
Pay attention to the pictures she puts up?
No, he doesn't even. He doesn't know what they are.
I know what they are. They're fishtails.
I even put my pipes on the picture for the Live to Ride, Ride to Live page.
Oh, those are your pipes?
Those are my pipes.
Oh.
Those are what I had on my bike.
What do you got? Do you have Reinhardt's? I got like myself.
Well, no, I got on my bagger, I got Reinhardt's, but I got what do I got on the Wide Glide? I can't remember. They're just basically straight pipes.
Yeah.
That bike is loud.
John, what do you got, John?
That bike is scary loud.
You could hear my bike before you could see it.
On my bike?
Yeah, what do you have?
What kind of pipes on my bikes? On the soft tail, I got straight pipes, and then on that Ultra Classic, I have Bianchi's or something like that. I don't know. They're some crazy bent up pipe. They work.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the exhaust comes out the back all the same, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the pipes on my white glove. They came with the bike, and that bike roars. So I said, you know something? I start changing pipes. It's gonna. I gotta retune the bike. And you know, just
my bike roars. My bike roars, but when it passes, just like yours, man, it will fucking deafen somebody.
Oh yeah,
right. This is just deafen them. You know, this is awesome. You know.
Yeah. No, when I ride the Wide Glide, nobody wants to ride behind me.
Mine is straight. Yeah.
straight pipes on my soft tail. What I'd do is I'd get out through the city in Pittsburgh. I'd sit off car alarms all the time.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best. When we went to the Hamptons, we did that all day long.
Oh, that day we went into the city, man.
Oh, the city.
My bagger was setting off car alarms between me and Adam.
Well, we don't have car alarms where I live out here in the country. We don't need them. But, you know, when I get out into Pittsburgh, I'll get out through this one section, and it just so happens the pipes echoes between the buildings, and bam, then, you know, alarms go off, and you just keep cruising.
You haven't heard your motorcycle until you go through the Midtown Tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I love riding in Manhattan.
You go through the Midtown Tunnel, man, and nobody wants to be behind you. When I went to Washington with Eddie and them,
yeah,
and we were getting ready to go through the Baltimore Tunnel, all of a sudden, they all flew out in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? We got you to tell them, like, what's that all about? Like, we weren't riding behind you. There was no way.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. I know that feeling. Yep.
No, anyway. So what else going on, John?
That's all that's going on. I mean, it's cold. What else can you do? You know what I mean?
Well, wouldn't this be a perfect time to be inside working on the race car?
It's cold. Like working on the race car. I mean, I walked outside today and I looked at this, went in the shop, and it's like zero inside there, and it was going to take about 5 hours to warm it up. You know, it's just an old block building, and I was like, fuck that. I just come back in the house and hung out, watched TV, and cooked a lot of food all day, and you know.
Yeah, you know what? I would take that race car to Florida and do it.
No, he just brought it back from there.
I know. He just came back.
Oh, boy. All right, John, listen, we'll let you go, brother. Thank you for calling the show. And let's wish you.
Yeah, it's good talking to you guys. Have a happy new year. And I'll let you know on what's going on when I find out the information on Mike Axel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I talked to one. I forgot about that until just now, but I talked to him. He was got sentenced on December 21st, but nobody seems to know what's going on.
Okay.
So well, interesting stuff. I'll give you an update.
Okay.
Sounds great, Johnny. So listen, cool. You have yourself a happy...
Oh, yeah, I got my shirt. Thanks.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got it. Excellent. But we hope you have a happy and successful...
Wear it. Take a picture and send it to us.
Yeah, put that shirt on and send a picture.
Absolutely.
All right, so listen, John, you have
Yeah, not a problem.
You have a happy
put
and
the shirt on. Get two nice ladies to stand next to you.
Come on,
take
that,
a
Johnny.
Picture and send it up.
I know, right? That's what have a happy and successful... New Year's. Yay!
Same to you guys.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right, so I wanna do some shout-outs.
Yeah, please.
We got Honda Rob on.
Honda Rob!
Gave a shout-out to me. Yeah, I'm commenting as the page, so I can't go back and forth. So it's good to see him on. My sister's on. She's out there.
Hello.
Wayne Penix just joined us from Biker Trash Nation.
Wayne Penix, man. Love you, man.
Red Wolf's on.
Red Wolf.
Yeah, he's having a tough week.
Tommy Puckett's on. And let's see who else is on here. We got Huckleberry's on.
Hey, Huckleberry.
What's Uncle up, brother? Huck is here. What's up, fuckers?
What's up, fuckers?
Oh, I can't
say. Hey, Red Wolf, I got my new thing. I'm letting you can keep that. That's all yours. My thing is going to be have a happy, successful New Year. That's me. All right? So it's all yours, Red. Take it away.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably like, yeah, it's something I've always done. And now you're giving it to me? How are you?
Hey, Paul and Ida.
Oh, yeah, they're
there. Listening. Yeah, they're stuck in Nicaragua right
Ooh.
Now. They
oh,
will
really?
Not let them out of the country.
Really?
No kidding. Oh, yeah. One of those things? Oh, you're allowed to come in, but you can't leave?
Right.
I bet they're
so
warm,
Paul
though.
Paul's been sending me pictures, so it's great, but I'm glad you guys are.
Well, what's holding them up from leaving?
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh,
it's immigration crap.
I believe there's an issue with paperwork with somebody's bike.
At somebody's,
is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he can call in if he wants.
Well, he just sent me a message asking if he could call through Messenger. And
no, we can't. It doesn't work.
It never works that way. Sometimes
totally
it does.
It doesn't work that way. So, if we it's so internet, you could probably call the Wi-Fi phone number.
Yeah, same thing, right?
It's a Wi-Fi phone.
Yeah, if you call through Messenger
on the internet, you could probably call that.
If you're
going
to call through the Messenger, call my phone. I think it worked one time that way. But you got to call my phone, though.
I don't know if you can call from Messenger. I think you can only call from Messenger to Messenger.
Right, but call me on the Messenger.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, why not?
On Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, what am I naming?
Go to Johnny Rizzo's page.
Oh, right, yeah. He just brings up Facebook on his phone, right.
Well, go to me on Facebook and then call me through Messenger and we'll see if it works.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
And then we'll send
I'd love
Rod
to hear from them.
Yeah.
I'd just love to follow their little, adventures.
They're through. They got out.
I was going to send Rod down there to get you.
So if you guys don't know who we're talking about, for those who are just listening and haven't been following, Paul and Ida, Life Unloaded. Ooh, maybe this is them.
Hello, you are on the air at Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Corey with Hellbent. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up there? How are you? It's Hellbent Creations.
Oh, nice. Wow. Hellbent Creations. How are you?
I checked out some of their stuff and I reached out.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, brother, man. So what do you got, Bill?
No, just enjoying the cold as well.
Yeah, right?
We're in Charlotte, so I'm new to the area here. And I made a couple friends. We went out today, and I think we were... I think the high of the day was 24 degrees, so we could be about 40 miles in.
That's pretty cold.
Where are you guys located?
Just north of Charlotte, Huntersville.
Oh, okay. So you're down there, too.
Oh, that low to be cold. Yeah, that's
cold. Well, my mother called from the villages saying it was 34 degrees down there.
It's supposed to snow in Florida.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. I know it snows
today
in Miami sometimes.
Or something. No, so, Corey, why don't you let our listeners and viewers know all about Hellbent Creations. I just actually popped your... Facebook link up on the feed here. Tell us what you guys do. I'm looking at some of your work already, and I'm flipping out. So
yeah, good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, Hellbent kind of just started out as just some of my woodworking and props making. I was doing TV and movie sets for a living, and I would do occasional canvases and small projects, and they were always something creative. It wasn't just necessarily I'm building a table. It's always something very different, and it got to the point. He says, "Why don't you put something together? People would like to see this stuff. I mean, if you you just make it and you hoard it and hide it, nobody will know." And it's for me, I loved it, and you start to turn a hobby into a job, you start to hate it. And, work was good for a while, and it got slow, so I started doing more things, at home, and I created the page, Hellbent Creations. When it started out, it was just basically canvas paintings, garage art type stuff. And, one day I went to Hobby Lobby. There's a Hobby Lobby in town. That was a big talk of the town. So one day the wife wanted to go look at, let me go check it out, look at decorations. So we go. There was a leather section. So it was very small, very, very select, stuff that they had. So I said, hey, I grabbed $40 or so. I grabbed a little kit and took it home and I made a wallet. It was terrible to say the best, but it was a thing, so I posted a picture of it, without any kind of idea what to do, what to do from there. It turned out, hey, why don't you make me something? Well, let me go on back to buy another piece of leather and then from there just progress. So what happened is, part-time hobby just turned into making custom motorcycle parts from scratch, and I'm doing this full time now,
Nice.
Celebrated
nice.
3 years of doing leather work and pretty, thankful that each year, we just get a little bit bigger, do a little bit more, there's some guys out there have been doing it their whole lives, For me, I didn't apprentice under anyone, I was just kind of a tinkerer in the garage and, one thing led to another and here we are.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's some beautiful leather.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. It really is.
And it's amazing. I knew someone here on Long Island that did it, and then he actually moved to Virginia to do the same similar stuff to what you're doing, but I actually watched him work. And so I can understand, on the other end, what goes into it. Why don't you let I see a picture of your hand. I'm hoping that wasn't from you tooling. I'm looking on your Facebook page right now. But how long does it typically take you, let's say, if someone commissions a piece that they want for their bike, let's say a custom seat, from start to finish, usually how long does a project like that take?
Well, depending on the seat, I tell folks, it's really about the time that takes is involved in like a tattoo. If somebody just says, hey, I want a skull on my feet, the skull could be, done a million different ways, sizes and colors and you know, with this, what's good about it is giving somebody exactly what they want instead of necessarily being limited to, you know, to a machine.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody hand tools it, you're getting something that is one of a kind.
Right.
You know, so with that, you know, a custom seat from a pan, a chopper style seat, you know, would take between 2 and 5 days. You know, with that being said, you know, there's a lot of variables, whether somebody wanted, you know, it hand braided or, you know, you see these big king queen seats going up the sissy bar or something like that. So,
wow.
You know, yeah, it's just about the time, you know, and it's just like anything, you know, you know, if you're going to spend that much money on something, especially a motorcycle, you know, we all want something very different.
Yeah, we do, yes.
If you look around the market parts, or, you know, they all look the same. And that's, you know, that's what's great about it. It's like, you know, I think you express yourself through a paint job, you know, no doubt, you know. Cool airbrush paint jobs are awesome, but, you know, just another extension is most folks just think, you know, I'm going to the upholstery place, and the only way to customize a seat or something like that is, you know, limiting to some sort of finished material, you know. So when you tool and you do stuff by hand, you know, just take that, you know, one step further. You know, and it is it's very time consuming. You know, I mean, somebody says, you know, it takes you 5 days to make a seat, you know, you go to your upholstery guy, you know, they knock you one out in an afternoon.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would rather wait for something that you created.
Absolutely.
You know, than,
unique, yeah.
Then pick something off a rack. I've had custom stuff made for me, and I got to tell you, first of all, you appreciate it more. Number two, it was handmade by somebody like yourself who's talented and takes the time and is dedicated to doing it. And obviously, you know, it took you not as long as you probably thought to get as excellent quality work that you're doing. I mean, looking at the pieces, it's three-dimensional stuff, even with the skulls, the different shading and the dyes that you use in the leather.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It really is.
It's
nice
absolutely
work.
Amazing. Even the belts and that helmet cover that you did with the little spikes coming out of it, I would totally love a helmet like that.
Well,
it's excellent. Everything, anything you want in leather, they could probably get from you.
I need a seat, a matter of fact. So, honestly,
yeah, you need a lot of seats.
You'll
wear it out in like a 2 weeks.
I got to see what you would charge me for a seat like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I say Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on the sides. That would be cool.
It actually could say the entire thing on your seat.
Yeah. Don't make him a seat, Corey.
It is a fat boy.
It is a fat boy, and it's true.
No, it is. Definitely. So, do you have anybody else that works with you at Hellbent Creations, or is it just you yourself?
I wrote my wife into financial stuff from time to time, and but that's just me, you know, mm-hmm. one guy out in the garage just doing my thing, and,
okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, start getting into overhead and stuff, you know, I have full control of this, so if anything goes wrong, I'm the one to blame. If I don't get up and I go work, you know, I'm not relying on someone else, I don't make money.
Right,
You know. It's, you know, working for yourself is that, you know, definitely not as all cracked up to be, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, trust me. I get that.
Totally. So now how do you network? Do you just network through Facebook, or do you have other social media sites where people could find your work?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
You know, and I kind of hop around the bike shows, you know, Jeff Major, done some events with him,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Chris and Heather, we did an event over with them guys over in the Cherokee.
Okay.
It was Maggie Valley area.
Oh yeah, Maggie Valley. Okay. You got any events coming up for 2018?
Oh, yeah.
That we can let our listeners know about.
Got a few things on the dock. No, nothing set in stone yet, but you know, I plan on being a busy year. You know, kind of right now we're just really getting them, you know, getting opened up, you know, to the new place here, you know. So we just moved and, you know, trying to get everything back in place and setting new goals for the year and stuff like that. But no, I don't have any shows coming up.
Okay.
I do know that, you know, we may have to hop on the bike and just go down to Daytona. It mm-hmm. would probably just be to go down and hang out. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll run into you at some point. So, you know, want to thank you for listening.
Yeah, I definitely want to see about you giving me an estimate for my bike for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your seat's taking a beating.
Yeah. So, I got a nice rip in my seat. Maybe I can get another one that says for most like a Mayhem Radio.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
That would be nice.
Or just a fuck fucks it's here. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely stay in touch with us and let us know where you're going to be at, because you never know. We might be at the same event, so we'd love to, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like
I'd love to
meet
this guy.
Our fans face to face.
I'd love to watch people like that. They're just amazing to watch. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Coming too. You know, give me a call. Let me know.
Yeah, you got it.
That sounds great, Corey.
We definitely will talk about your product and what you do, okay?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, all right, man. Happy New Year, bro.
Thank you.
So we wish you a happy and successful New Year's. Okay?
Thank you, Corey. Much love to your wife.
You guys, too.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah, be good.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See, the really woman nice handles stuff. All the business end of it. That's what guys see, can't handle that stuff. I don't know why, but he does amazing work.
It's gorgeous.
You know something? The concentration and the work that it must take to do that.
Oh, yeah.
To go from that and then try to sit down and do financials and back and forth, it's got to be just brutal. It's,
yeah, so that the wife takes care of the financials and he concentrates on creating the piece.
Right.
And that in and of itself takes up a lot of brain.
Just
usage.
Right. Well, but that lets him that leaves him free to do what he
to
does.
Be creative and not worry about the stress of the business.
Right.
The business.
And because just let me tell you something. Does. I mean, I've been in business for many, many years, and the worst part of being in business is running the business.
Right.
Not doing the work, going out doing the work, and that's a piece of cake. Sitting down and trying to do the financials and all that stuff is just brutal.
Well, we got a call.
Paul calling in. Paul. Hold on.
Hello, Paul. You're on Motorcycle Mayhem. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? How are you doing, man?
How are you? I'm enjoying your photos you're sending over to me.
Are you drunk again?
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah. It's New Year's Day. Why not be drunk?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Oh, my God.
You deserve it.
No, it's a carryover from yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, International Hangover Day.
Borders.
So, yeah.
So, well, borders are always easier when you're a little tipsy.
Oh,
you guys are too funny.
Let me in this goddamn country. Let me out.
Anyway, so you guys made it safely out of Nicaragua now?
Yeah, fucking Nicaragua didn't want to let us go. They had this grip on us. Like, they really did. My short and curlies was so good, they couldn't let go.
Oh, my God.
Put it bluntly there, Paul.
Very nice.
Oh, that's great. Oh, no, that's man. Too funny. Oh, my goodness.
So how was your New Year's down there?
It was intoxicating.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you guys got out of Nicaragua now. So, and
well,
where are you headed?
Yeah, well, Nicaragua doesn't allow drones into the country.
Oh.
And we do a lot of photography with a drone. So, did I say drone? I'm drunk. All right. Oh. We do a lot of photography with the drone. Oh. And so I had to actually take my airbox apart of my bike and jam the drone in there to get it through customs.
I got a picture of that. I got a picture of that. I'll show you afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Little side smuggling there.
So they scan everything. It's like being at the airport. You got to, like, take your bags and your, you know, and everything on the bike has to go through the fucking scanner.
Wow.
So, like, and there's, like, a 12-year-old girl looking at the screen. She don't know what she's looking at, which is even funnier. And I was by myself, so I was like, yeah, I was a little drunk. What are you going to do? So I'm like, you know what? I'll give her a good present. So I jumped on the conveyor belt and I scanned myself. She didn't like
great.
It too much.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I got reversed out the other way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Well, some people just don't have a sense of humor.
Maybe that's why they
reject,
kept you
reject.
There. That's pretty funny.
Like
when they came out to inspect the bikes, they know, like, my drone was inside the air box. So Ida's, like, hitting on the border guard, this really cute woman. And she's trying to, like, run interference so she wouldn't search
the bikes. I got pictures of her, too.
Mm-hmm. So.
It worked out great.
Okay, good. I'm
glad you guys are out of there. We're headed now.
Hey, it just makes those stories of this trip just a little bit more, that's all.
What happened?
We want to know where you're headed next.
Oh, we're trying to get to Colombia. We gotta cross the Darien Gap and get to Colombia, because Costa Rica and Panama, they're fucking expensive. It's like being back in America.
I bet.
But still no hot water, though. We haven't had hot water in a month.
Really?
Wow.
We have hot air, though.
Yeah, they don't have hot. We haven't had plenty of hot air. Yeah, and it blows heavily, too. Yeah, Nicaragua's really fucking windy. Costa Rica's just really hot. Oh, my God. And, like, all the guys in Nicaragua are very perverted. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny to watch them. Because they'll hit on anything. Like, you know, it could be like a 91-year-old grandma playing, like, soccer with her tits. And these guys are still hitting on it. Oh, my
God. Hey, baby, we're here.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Let me get Ida in here. She's probably a little more coherent than I am at the moment.
Yeah, let's talk to Ida, because we like talking to Ida. No offense to you, Paul.
We love you, Paul. I like talking to Paul.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm actually on the phone with my daughter, so I got two phones in my hands right now.
Oh, boy. Which is kind of weird. Goodness.
So how are you?
Good.
Well, good. Happy New Year to you and Paul.
Happy New Year.
That is correct.
New Year in Costa Rica. Yeah. It's so weird.
Right? Oh, my gosh. But at least, Paul was saying you guys got out of Nicaragua safely. So you, and apparently you were trying to distract the border guard.
Yeah, you got yourself a new girlfriend.
I was? I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
What happens there?
No hablo inglés.
There you go.
No comprende, señorita.
No comprende. No.
Oh,
no fumar español.
No smoking Spanish.
No. Oh, my goodness.
So what else were you guys discussing? Because I missed the whole conversation. I was outside speaking with my daughter.
Paul was basically telling us how all the men in Nicaragua are perverted and will hit on anything. So that was that.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Pretty
if there's a donkey
it.
Walking around in a skirt, yeah.
Yeah.
The donkey is getting hit on.
Oh, my God.
So
is
it was
donkey
a little,
hot?
Yeah.
Does a donkey get lucky?
Now, I can't say every man. We can't generalize, right?
Right.
But a lot of the men we ran into, the older generation, yeah, they were kind of dirty.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
Nothing
so
wrong with that.
Half the time, I would grab Paul by the arm and I'm like, just walk really close to me right now. Just let's keep walking. Yeah, it wouldn't help though very much.
I'm sure you saved the cork from the wine bottle just as a precaution, right?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so we spent Christmas there and New Year's there and it was awesome. And we toured around a little bit. We got to watch our friends surf and the beaches were amazing. The sand was awesome. And what else?
How's
it and it's not 19 degrees.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the best part.
I know.
I think
just
I'm
on the
looking
phone
forward
with my
to
husband,
19 degrees.
And he was telling me how cold it is.
Yeah, it's really cold here.
So and
you picked a good time to do your tour.
The riding is nice, too.
Yeah.
The riding is nice. We actually went on the beach at Popoyo Beach, and I got my bike stuck in the sand. It was awesome. I posted some of those pictures.
Yeah, we saw those.
Because I knew I was going to get stuck, so I might as well, you know, give it some gas and take a nice picture. So
there you go. A nice New Year's picture.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bad into something
yeah, it was
good.
Great.
It became a photo shoot, yeah. You do take some beautiful
yeah,
photos,
there you go.
By the way, so I want to thank you for
thank
sharing
you.
Them with everybody. We try and share them as much as we possibly can. On our page as well.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It's a lot of fun, so.
No, it's a lot of fun following you, you know?
I'd love to be doing that.
And I just love that you guys, you know, listen and watch our show when you can and you're calling in and just keeping
absolutely.
Us posted as well as, you know, our fans too. And hopefully you guys have gotten some more fans. We've been sharing your page so everybody can follow you, which is
we've
like a great
up,
thing to follow.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, good.
Cool. Wow.
Wow. Excellent. And we're on YouTube
now,
too.
Oh, thank you.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Yeah.
So check us out
on
YouTube.
Did you guys see I shaved my head?
Yes. You look great, by the way. I think you look totally sexy with your hair shaved
thank
like
you.
That. I really do.
Oh.
I like the look. Oh. I'm very envious.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have my, I'm like Dumbo. Are you
going to meet me in Costa Rica?
Sure.
What happens in Costa Rica stays
in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
I'll look at my father's diary. He's been there a few times. There was a couple of places he went to, so I'll go check. I'll go into his travel list of where he went.
There you go.
Oh, maybe his friend Whitey owns a place down there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No.
We just met some, we randomly met some motorcyclists. I don't know if Paul told you. We were in Nicaragua and we were looking for, we were in San Juan del Sur and we were looking for a hotel and we saw some bikes. So, of course, I'm like, oh, let me go find the guys with the helmets. So, just started up a conversation and we're actually going to be riding with them for the next couple of days.
Nice.
Cool. So, great. There you go. They're in some kind of riding club. We posted it, I think Paul posted it on the Facebook page. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll have some pictures to share of that as well. So people are so awesome.
Yeah.
You give somebody a motorcycle and they're, it's just pretty cool. They're like, oh, yeah, you could stay at our house. And we're like, awesome sauce. Awesome sauce.
No, that's the way, you know, the biker community is pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're all part of the lifestyle and this is, you know, we take care of our own. Pretty much. It's one giant family.
It's
you know?
Pretty cool.
It's a two-wheel thing.
Yeah,
baby.
These guys are... Yeah, they're...
It really
they're,
is a two-wheel
you
thing.
Know...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Paul can't speak to them, really, but I guess the two wheels is what we have in common, so,
there
yeah.
You go.
That's all you need, really.
There you go.
That's great.
But, all right, well, I guess I'll let you guys go. I'm sure you're kind of busy and you're waiting for other callers as well. Did you want to say goodbye to Paul? He's always like on the back burner,
Paul.
This guy.
You can say goodbye for us.
Hasta luego, Paul.
You can just say,
listen. He took 2 weeks of Spanish school.
I know.
We wish you guys a happy and successful New Year's, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you guys.
We hope
as well.
You're very safe
we'll
out there.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, we will.
Bye bye now.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 That's so freaking cool, man. I've been doing that. Yeah.
Are you going to say, I wish you a happy and successful New Year's
successful.
To everybody?
Yes.
Successful?
Yeah.
Successful.
You can't say it. Say Massachusetts.
Happy and successful. Massive two shits.
No. You can only say that today, so you're going to have to come up with a new tagline.
I know, right?
After today. Because tomorrow it's really not.
Well, I can say have a happy, successful 2018.
For a week. Right?
Our friend Mike Myers is in 3-degree weather right now.
Where the hell is he?
I think he's up up in Mike, I think you're up on New Hampshire? No, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I think he's in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Now you say it right.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. And you know what? He got the birdhouse for us. I got to get. And I was up there twice. When I was,
well, it's too cold to ship it, I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
And the birds really don't care right now.
The birds.
Half of them are probably frozen solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like minus 15 degrees in New Hampshire, too.
Right.
And then Watertown, where my daughter used to go to college.
Oh, yeah.
It was like minus 20. People were actually pouring water out of pitchers, and it was freezing instantly.
Right, before it hits the ground,
before
right?
Before it hits the ground.
That happened to me today. I was peeing outside my truck.
Oh.
It was in the ground. I was freezing. I was laughing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Funny if you got stuck.
I'm going to go to commercial.
I've been upstate when it's cold like that. It's brutal.
We will tell that story. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. But you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello? We are back on the air. Hello? And you are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have?
What the fuck? What the fuck? It's good old Uncle Huck. How you guys doing?
What's up, Uncle Huck? How are you, sir?
Perfect time.
I'm doing all right. Now, how are you guys? How was your Christmas and New Year's?
And it was very nice. You know, it was very nice. Quiet. I like that. You know, it wasn't crazy this year. And nice, quiet New Year's with the wife and my son, my friend Randy over here. Yeah. Drank a few beers, and that was it, you know?
Yeah, we kept it cool.
That's a good time to me.
Yeah, I can't believe how fast 2018 is going by already. Holy shit.
So apparently you have somebody there that I know. Is that what's going on?
Melissa, maybe. Melissa should be watching.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I was supposed to get T-Bird wanting to come on the phone with me and talk to you, Mama. But unfortunately, I guess she didn't want to now. So,
oh, come on, T-Bird, come on.
That's all right. She could be.
I know, right? You know, yeah. she loves Mama. She told me.
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, she loves Mama.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell T-Bird I love her too, and she can call in anytime she wants.
Oh, Mom. She will. She will next time, I'm sure.
We're all family.
I want to tell you guys some amazing news. I am actually moving this month.
You are?
From Missouri, what I call it.
Missouri.
And we actually have a date for a rally schedule in October.
Get out. Oh, really? Where?
We are going to have Huck Fest 2018, and our motto is, we send with a grin.
Oh, sweet.
I love it. Sending with a grin.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. I like it.
We have October 26th through November 4th. The location is kind of secret right now.
Okay.
We don't want to give it out. But we have plans at this location. There's a barn there. We're going to turn it to a biker bar also.
Nice.
Excellent.
That's going to be awesome. So let us know where it's going to actually take place. So maybe we can
that I will definitely let you guys know as soon as we get taken care of. We get everything in order and I get moved and all that. It's going to take some time. But
yeah, we'd love to take part with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to have you guys there, actually, you know.
Yeah.
You guys even do the show from there.
Oh,
that'd
wow.
That'd be awesome as hell.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
our
first.
We probably could.
It wouldn't be our first. Well, you're not telling where it is now. Can you tell what state's in? Or? No?
No. Well,
all right. You have to what? Test it to me. That's all.
We'll just try and figure out our schedule because we do the Biketoberfest thing in Florida the week before. So that's
I'll tell you what, you're going to be very close to where I would be at, actually.
Okay,
not
good.
Too far off.
Okay. Cool. All right. That'd be good.
But yeah, I was like, we figured, he's like, I have never seen a rally during the Halloween time. I was like, why the hell not, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and that's actually a great time to do it.
Can you imagine?
Right.
No, but originally, Biketoberfest was the week of Halloween.
Right, yeah, and back then, in the day it was.
Back in the day, because we used to go and everybody was in really cool Halloween costumes.
Right.
Now, if you're doing it Halloween week, that's even better because bikers really dress up really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point. Yeah, I mean, you know, and we got 35 acres, so we got plenty of places for people to sleep.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a hell of a party. I mean,
I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited.
Things are happening for our Uncle Huck this year because he had at the end of the year went kind of bad for him. It went down south.
But you're doing the right thing.
I am. And I don't know how you guys are. You know, I'm not a religious person, but I will tell you this. Oh, Uncle Huck is looking to become an ordained minister as well.
That'd be great. So you never know who might be attending the Huck Fest 2018 that wants to get hitched.
Oh, but
yeah,
No, biker weddings are the best weddings.
Oh, are you kidding
How
me?
How great would that be?
Best parties in the world.
As long as they're the ones saying I don't.
Right. Got a big old wedding down there for anybody, you know?
Yeah, that'd be off. That'd be so cool. I've been to a few biker weddings, and they are so much fun. Wow. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
See, they have a big concert in Kansas City every year, and they do a mass wedding at the concert every year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, why not do it at a, you know, have a big mass wedding at a bike rally, you know?
Why not?
Why the hell not?
Brave.
You know, and me being the ordained minister, we're going to have a fucking hell of a time.
Hell yeah, you know
it. I really didn't think, I didn't think there was rules for bike rallies.
We got games already planned out. We got stuff planned out for it. We are trying to figure out, we want to get bands there. We want to get some kick-ass bands there.
Well, if it's close or nearby to here, or within, you know, in a couple hours drive, if it's not too far. I know a bunch of bands. I photograph a lot of them. So, and I'm sure with the network, with the bands that Johnny knows and a bunch of people through the States, I'm sure we could throw some names at you. You know, and
that would be great.
We have fans that are bands with the Geneva Keen Band. We have Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio. They listen and watch our show every week. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. Yep. They live up further north, but, you know, they all do the biker circuit, so to speak, you know. So Jasmine King, she does
Nova
too.
Rex
so Nova Rex, you know, there are a lot of bands that, you know, the biker community knows.
I'll tell you who we'd love to really get there. We would love to get Norma Cerritos there.
Okay.
We would love to have him there. You've got that biker show on TV, you know, now.
Right.
And it'd be awesome to have him there, you know. Make an appearance for us.
It really would be.
That's what they make social media for. Send him a message and give him a heads up. And if he's got the dates available, you never know. You could book him for it. That's true.
I could do it. It don't hurt to try. That's all that matters. You take a chance and you try and see what happens.
Yep. So, okay, I saw you change the name of the group.
Well, I'll tell you why. My other group got kind of taken over. And, long story there. But I had to make a new one, unfortunately. We're starting. I mean, it's small right now, but we'll get back to where we was. You know,
well, tell everybody the name. Out there.
Yeah, send us.
The new one is called Huck, Uncle Huck and His Honeys Give No Fucks.
Okay.
All right. Uncle Huck and His Honeys Give No Fucks. I like it.
That's right. Awesome. That's right. Because we don't give no fucks. I mean, that's all it's about, you know.
Yeah. All right, man. Listen.
Yeah, it's.
You have yourself a great night. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, you guys do the same thing, and I tell you what, I will be calling in more often now.
Yeah, right, man.
That sounds great, Huck.
Definitely looking forward to that, brother. And listen, you have yourself a happy and successful New Year's.
Definitely, brother. And you guys do the same thing.
All right,
we got great things in 18.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we all do.
All right, so everybody join his group out there. Hunks and His Honeys don't give a fuck.
Uncle Hunks.
And his honeys don't give no fucks. Give no fucks. Mm. Check them out, man. And join that shit. Huck, have a great night, brother.
You do the same, guys.
Take care now.
Bye, Huck. Say goodbye to T-Bird for me.
Bye.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, man, he's a great guy, that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, we never really got finished doing the promos there because he was calling. But I'd have to say the villain's an idiot. Check that out. In Patchwork. I got two idiots with me right now. Show me your shirt. There you go.
Okay.
The one time the main idiot don't have his shirt on.
Right. That's right. If you live in the Long Island area or if you're visiting in the Long Island area and you're out in the Patchwork area, the Village Idiot is a must stop. Their food is unbelievable. They have an awesome bar. They have breakfast there. How many bars do you know have breakfast? Right? Breakfast, their food's out of this world. You knew had their food.
Oh, yeah.
And their prices are really good, too. They're at 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Go check them out. And what is it? The Village Pub.
The
Village Idiot Pub, li.com. Go check them out. Also, what else we have? Cycle Source Magazine.
We've been talking about them.
We weren't really talking about them.
I thought we were.
When?
I just got my...
I was
my,
talking to Corey.
I just got this one's... copy and I'm only about halfway through.
All right.
Okay, so it's always worth it. And for all you folks and our fans and listeners, if you go to cyclesource.com, and you order a subscription to their magazine and put in the promo code Mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, you guys will get a discount. I believe it was like 20%.
Yeah, actually, it comes out to... It's pretty substantial. It's it's like almost $10.
Nice. Yeah, so you save a good amount. So go to CycleSource.com and order your CycleSource magazine and get it delivered to your mailbox so you do not miss out on all the exciting stuff that CycleSource
has.
That's
a great magazine.
Yeah.
It is. It's like the old magazine.
The way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're talking about the buyers.
It's not the new ones that
the
are just selling. You know, this is more just, you know. About the lifestyle, more about the a little bit of repair work, more just biker stuff instead of just the sales catalog, a lot of new ones.
Old school,
school.
And it's written in an everyday tone, too, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
It's really good. Heather and
Chris
do a great job with that.
Phenomenal.
Right. anyway, Biker Trash Nancy, where you at, man? It's always fun watching Wayne do his videos with Mr. David Holland. That's an awesome group to check out, too. Biker Trash Nation on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get everybody I know, everybody that's on Facebook and groups, let's try to get them over to MeWe, man. You don't have to worry about any kind of jail. You can have groups just like Facebook, right? And there's some pretty funny ones out there. Mm-hmm. There's motorcycle ones. And do the same thing with admins or do whatever you want. It's exactly like Facebook. Without the bullshit. There's no bullshit. Well, I'm offended by that. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
Then don't look.
I really am so tired.
Because you don't go to jail, and there's none of that shit. Facebook has been so tough on everybody. Man, it really has been. You know, you can't share. If you share, you're in jail. I mean, Johnny Lang went through a little problem with Strip Club Choppers with that, you know?
It seems everybody who's
what?
Just...
What's going on with Gus Paul?
Oh, Gus. I spoke to Gus, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to discuss exactly what happened to him, but he's actually out of the hospital. He's doing a lot better right now. We wish him very much health with Gus. And he'll call in when he's ready. When he's ready, he'll call in.
Good.
At least he's doing better.
That's Strip Club Choppers East Coast.
Right.
So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with him. Over the summer, any kind of events that he might have, we'll be there. If we're doing an event, we'll get him involved, along with the road captain. So we'll have the road captain, we'll have us, we'll have Strip Club Choppers East, all that stuff. And the regular Strip Club Choppers, that's on all the major bike events. You got to check them out and check out stripclubchoppers.com to buy all kinds of Strip Club Chopper gear, even motorcycle parts. You can buy rims, you can buy... anything you want for your bike.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Got an amazing amount.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
Of stuff with the bikes. And then Strip Club Baggers.
Strip Club Baggers is also Johnny Lang as well.
Is another line that he's created. So, he covers it both, really.
Yeah. Yeah, he
and
does.
Of course, he has those sexy ladies stripping on a pole on the back of a motorcycle.
Yes, he
And he's got the new trike, too.
New trike.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes, I did see that.
That's actually pretty cool the way they pulled that off.
Great.
Andy, I was the only one he ever let sit on his strip club bike with the pole, with a girl on the pole. I am honored.
You were fat enough to hold it up.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, did I say that live on the air?
Oh! So you did go there.
Oops, I did.
But anyway, check us out on YouTube as well. MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Also, Twitter and Instagram, all that shit. And the MeWe, very important. The YouTube, we got a better picture quality. Better sound quality.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just more...
day and night.
Yeah, so definitely...
The YouTube is very nice. It's really good.
Subscribe to us on there. Now, right now, there's not much motorcycle talk right now. It's fucking freezing here in New York, in this area. But if you have an event where you live, where it's warm, please, share it with us.
Right.
Go on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we reach all over.
Yeah. We're all over the world. So go on our Facebook page.
We got people from what? Austria, did you say?
Yeah, everywhere. We got people everywhere.
Bolivia today.
Yeah, everywhere. So, if you want to share something, please call us, You can call us up at 877-917-5263.
Yeah.
Go on our Facebook page and post some of the pictures of your bikes. I'm going to do that with Live to Ride, Ride to Live. And it's a two-wheel thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check out. It's a two-wheel thing. It's growing slowly, but it's growing. That's yeah, more that's towards good, the show here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I got to thank my admins out there, Faith and Denise.
And Kim.
And Kim.
And that guy.
And Rod Hondo.
The only guy.
Right? Yeah, yeah, Rod does great. He's,
and Jane.
And, of course, Jane. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yeah. Rod is, like, the tough guy, like, the tough one. You ain't getting by Rod. You know, these girls are my sharks. And he got Rod, like, no, you ain't fucking here. And then he got me, who, when I have a chance, I go on and I try to, you know, do something. You know, Margaret, you know, I know you're very busy, and Dawn's very busy as well, so... Those girls and that guy are kicking ass in those two groups.
Those
they
girls
are.
And that guy.
But listen, speaking of like, guy. Events,
his name is Ron, right?
Rod.
Rondo.
Yeah.
Rondo.
Rondo. Hondo. Yeah. Hondo.
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 Yeah.
Well, they call him Teddy Bear. I mean, I don't know. That's up to you guys.
I don't know him well enough to call him Teddy Bear or Rondo or whatever. But so listen. So speaking of bike events that are coming up,
okay.
We do have the Daytona Bike Fest coming up, Bike Week on 2018 when the hell is it, in March, whatever. I posted a link. But anyway, I also posted a link for the official motorcycle of Bike Week 2018, which was built by George from KL Cycles, local to us here on Long Island.
Wow.
He has a shop out there, and with him and American Iron Motor Magazine are presenting the official bike for 2018, and for $50, you can place an entry online. You don't have to be there to win, and you could win this custom fabricated bike from George from Chaos Cycles.
That's a nice looking bike too.
It's a nice bike. It actually really is. It almost looks like a little cafe racer kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And it is I believe it is a Harley or an Indian or something. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what it is. Oh, it is a custom Harley. I'm joking. No, it is. So, yeah, he did that. I'm just trying to read it. I mean, you can just have to that customize. Oh, it's a 2010 Ultra built by Street Stuff was built in Norwich, Connecticut. That was last year. This year, American Iron partnered with Chaos Cycles.
Excellent.
With George it's Stinsman, not Sinsman. They have a typo in here. Come on, Daytona Bike Week. Get this shit right.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so George, congratulations on you being a part of the official Daytona Bike Week raffle.
Mm-hmm.
One of our locals. And, you know, $50. Buy a Raffy.
Yeah, why not,
bike.
Man? Why not? You can win a nice bike.
I know.
Yeah. Right?
Why not? And win if anybody's a nice going bike. To Bike Week, let me know. Yeah, well, let us know.
Yes, please. Anyone heading down there? Anyone want to take us?
Yeah. No, I'm still on the fence about going down again. I know Mark V's going.
I'm going to go to Biketoberfest, so, you know, that's the one I'm going to lean more towards.
I might actually drop down to Sarasota for Thunder on the Bay.
That one, too, yeah.
In February 14th, Valentine's Day weekend, I think it is. Mm. February 12th, 13th, jeez. 14th, and 15th.
Making this really tough.
I know.
The beauty part about that for me and you is our mothers live right there.
I know.
So we can stay at our mother's house.
That's true.
That's what I like about doing about Leesburg.
Well, no, Tony wants me to stay with him, so.
Well, you stay with Tony. There you go.
Or Nina and Leo's.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? The Leesburg is an awesome one, too, because that's literally 15 minutes from my mother's house. I mean, just get up.
I've got a place to stay down there, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll just stay at mom's house.
So, you know, a lot of good stuff going on.
No, it's going to be great.
I'm sure if I knocked on the door, she'd feed me.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it's February 15th through the 18th. I'm sorry.
Oh,
well,
yeah?
It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, well, it's the day after Valentine's Day.
Day after Valentine's Day,
that's
yes.
Bike Week?
No, that's the other thing. Oh.
No, that's Thunder by the Bay in Sarasota, Florida. Okay. It's actually going to be down in Sarasota, Florida this year.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
you know, it really does.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. It sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
We could probably
Tony, you might get your wish. Just saying. Hello.
We could probably try to get Michael Allman out that weekend, too. Which would be fun.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Him, right?
As long as it doesn't coincide with anything else he's doing.
Oh, yeah, well. That doesn't hurt to ask.
You know? Well, he's going to have the new album coming out soon and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's going to be doing some touring and stuff on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
you know,
a lot of things going on for us this year, too. Like I said, we've been working with the Strip Club Choppers East. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get out to a lot of these events. And then before you know it, it'll be the Big Mountain Run. We'll be back, you know?
Oh, no. It really...
It's not coming back?
It's really not good.
No, it's not that good.
No, it's really
not
that good.
No, it sucks. You don't want to go there.
It's really not that good.
No, you don't want to be about that.
No, it's not Tony.
I forget about that.
That.
Just
skip that one. Take that off the calendar.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, let's try to hit the small ones that we weren't able to hit, like the Biker Transnation one. I'd have to try to go to. Mm-hmm. You know, even if we fly there for a day, something.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina, it's not bad, man. It's, you know, it's 12 hours. Boom.
You can drive
jump
back
on a Learjet, fly
well,
down.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll have a new bike, a new Mama Duke's bike by then.
Right, maybe.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Because my old bike is being sold on, if you go to, what is that page, Shovelheads or something? Kim actually shared the photo of the bike from that Shovelheads group page, and it's for sale, so if anybody wants to buy it, they can.
Yeah, why don't they give it to Mama?
They want to buy it back and give it to me. I'd like that, too.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Imagine
I'd rather just build another one.
I bought it, I go, Mama, check
out the bike. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's gone. You got to move on. You know what I mean?
It's gone. That was the past.
Oh, yeah, it's the past.
I want new stuff. Yeah. Well, new old stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to rebuild another police special, though, an 83 FLH. I really love that motorcycle. As far as the way, you know, it handled and everything, because I only had a couple of, you know, Sportsters prior to that.
Right.
I sat on this bike and I rode it. It takes me a little while to get things moving because, you know, my broken bones and crap. But once it got going, this thing handled.
Yeah, well, they're
like
very,
cake. Like I was back
they're
on
heavy,
a, on
they're
a
solid,
little,
they're,
little dirt bike,
you
know, going through the mountains of Pennsylvania.
They're proven. No, those
yeah.
just handled stuff, yeah. so wonderfully, and I loved it, and I loved it.
That's why they're in such demand. That's why they're so hard to find.
I know.
Yep.
You know, those late 60s, early 70s FLHs are very hard to find, those frames. Mm. Just nobody.
Well, this one is a later 80. This was an 83. It was an actual police special.
Right.
So I'm comfortable with that size.
If I'm correct, that's the same frame.
Yeah. I guess it would be.
Yeah, it was the same frame.
If anybody out there has frames they would like to talk about, please give us a call.
But that was before they really made the changes.
Right.
And we want to build the Motorcycle Mayhem bike, too, one of these days.
Well, maybe my bike, I'll have it done up and it'll say Motorcycle Mayhem on it.
And maybe we get the seats customized by Hellbent Creations.
Creations.
That'd be nice, right?
That'd be sweet.
I'm definitely going to talk to them about that and have, you know, Motorcycle Mayhem.
That would be nice.
Little fringes and shit. And,
I would like a helmet with a little spike in each one of your heads stuck to the top of it when I go riding.
Seriously?
Sure, why not? This way I take the radio show with me wherever I go. You guys will always be with me.
Oh, did I show you the new helmet I got for...
Either that or castrate each one of your balls and do that. Which do you want, you know?
Did I show you my new helmet?
More spikes.
I know.
I got my new helmet for Daytona. You want to see it?
No.
Yeah.
Like
it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's so nice, you know.
Is that dyed?
No. Even down there, it's not dyed. It's all good.
But you wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that.
Thank God for mirrors.
I love Dawn so much. She's got such a good sense.
Oh,
of
my
humor.
God, my wife.
I'm the radio wife, just in case anybody's wondering.
Oh, jeez.
He actually has
I want a divorce.
Real wife. I think it's hysterical, but I'm so happy we're back. I kind of miss not being here on Christmas Day.
Too.
I was actually contemplating. I was going to call you up and say, Johnny, what are you doing? Let's just go live
I know.
For a half
I,
hour.
Trust me, and I'm here, you know, with all the shit. I'm like,
ugh. Oh, let's just go live for a half hour.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
Just to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
But you know what, though? I do want to get serious for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. That was my serious one. But you know what? I got to say, no, this show is going to be a year old soon.
Yeah.
Like
almost there.
Weeks.
Couple more weeks,
mm-hmm.
And I can't believe how far the show has come and what we did in 2017, and all the people we had part of us that helped us get to where we are now.
Yeah,
correct.
You know,
and they're still with us,
and they're still with us.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is great.
You know, and I will say, you know, Red Wolf and you know Jane Morrison,
John,
you know, John Frew and
Chris,
and
Geneva Keane. She was pretty much with us from the beginning too.
Yeah. She was from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I will even say, I will give not David Hayes did a lot for us.
Yes,
and David Hayes and
Wild Hogs, right?
The Wild Hogs,
Carolina,
and name some more names.
I just wanted the one name that really really made it happen for us and. You know, Mike Axel, because
thank you.
He gave us a format that brought a lot of people in,
right,
and opened this show up to welcome all these people.
Yeah. Well, they always say sometimes negative press is good press,
right?
And
yeah.
we actually
right.
There is no such thing as bad press.
Right, that's exactly. Right. That's
so
right.
We were actually the only internet radio show that had him on and that also cursed him out at the same time.
Right. Well, we addressed the issue. We addressed what was going on.
Right,
yeah.
We addressed what was going on, and we listened to everything, and we shared the facts.
Right.
And the facts, you know, we don't have to get into it, but, if it actually, if it really
was. There were
was,
facts.
There were facts.
People
were
interested because there was money involved.
And
right. You know what I mean?
We weren't just taking a buck in advertising an event that was never going to happen. So we did in the beginning because we were fooled just like a lot of other people were. Then we did
He's
our investigating. Right. So
That's
we will
obvious.
Thank Mike Axel, who is currently in jail.
Yes.
For putting us on the map, so to speak, for people to know that, you know, we try not to spread
We have so
bullshit.
Many people to thank. And like the four main people for me right now that really are helping with the show, with the groups that we're in, like I said, Faith, Denise,
Kim.
And Kim, and Jane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, five. And Rod, I forget the guy. You know, the guy involved. Right? Hondo.
The girls are the one guy.
Hondo, you know, you guys really kicking ass for us, and we appreciate it. And everybody that's been with us, you know, even Aaron Waller. I mean, there's
so many
people
John
Frew.
John Frew, yeah.
You know, all our guests that came.
And Chris from Cycle Source Magazine, because the first time he actually called in, he called in because of John Frew.
Right.
You know, with that little mishap. But then it wasn't really a mishap. It was just a miscommunication. And he became a huge fan of the show.
Right.
And now we're doing stuff with him for 2018.
Exactly.
Which is great.
You know, and Johnny Lang.
It turned out that he's just a great guy.
He always was. I mean, I had met him in the past, but not on the level that we're at right now. So I think it's great.
Johnny Lang.
Johnny Lang.
Gus Paul. Michael Allman. I mean, there's so many names. I can sit here and do a whole show on just the people that we can thank. And, you know, you're all in our hearts, and we appreciate every one of you. You know what I mean? And, you know.
They're all our family now.
You're all part of the Mayhem family.
And we love it when they call in.
Exactly. We love the phone calls. And I love when John Frew sends me pictures and shit when I'm trying to be serious. He's sending me fucking Twinkies before. Right?
Go figure.
And we will make fun of you live on the air
as well. Yes. So, you know, a lot of good things are going to happen in 2018. You know, Randy's feeling better now, so he'll be here.
Yep.
And that's excellent.
Yeah, that's excellent. And, you know, we got any questions?
It's going to be a whole different year for me now.
Yes. Any questions about parts or, you know, helping something on the motorcycle? Randy the Wrench is your man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He done so many things for my bike. Forget about it.
It looks like a few more, too.
Yeah, he's plugging it for me.
I got to go plug it in first.
Oh, my God.
Then we'll go from there.
Just transfer the title to your name.
I cannot forget Wayne Penix, of course.
Yeah,
Wayne. Absolutely.
And Frank Holland and David Holland. And
I got a new tattoo.
Lady.
Thank you, Wayne.
Right? Yeah? You got a new tattoo that you never would have had if it wasn't for the show.
If it wasn't for the show, I never would have had a camel toe.
Yeah,
tattoo.
There you go.
If it wasn't for the fact that Johnny couldn't say it one night.
No, that was my fault. I kept screwing that up in the beginning, and then I got him to do it. Because I was calling Camel City Bike Fest Camel Toe Bike Fest.
And also, a big thing back in 2017 that happened for us, is we got our song from Geneva.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I absolutely love.
Oh, absolutely.
And now Twinkle's running us a song.
I know.
And that's going to be fantastic.
We're going to have both. We're going to have two of them from two of our favorite artists.
And then,
I think it's great.
I might write us a song.
Oh, and please don't you.
Oh, no. I was going to sing.
It's going to have food and barbecue in it. So please
get
a band drum track.
And please don't do that. Please don't.
You know, and now we got better technology added to our show, and we got a lot more. We came a long way. I remember one of the shows we did in a studio down in Huntington where we couldn't even talk because the bands downstairs were so freaking loud. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And we couldn't even hear nothing.
I remember the night that we were sitting there and going, we should put this on Facebook. And we were sitting there trying to figure that out.
It's funny because Facebook was never a part of the show.
Yeah.
It was always like, go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there, you know, it just... We done it on Facebook one day, and then, you know, just took off from there, you know. So I also got to thank Jim Chinesi, you know, because if it wasn't for Jim Chinesi, for me being on his show, I wouldn't have this show.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
we got a lot of people to thank, and we're probably going to be thanking a lot more people in the next couple of weeks as we get close to our anniversary show.
Yeah. Our anniversary show is going to be for you.
For today, right?
Yeah.
14, days from now.
14 days from today, right?
So January 15th.
Wait, are you going to be here next week or no?
What's next week?
I thought you couldn't be here next week.
No, I am. Oh. That's the 8th, right?
Oh, then it's the week after, right?
Yeah, 7 and 1 is 8, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought we were going to do it on the 15th.
The 15th will be the anniversary show.
The anniversary show.
We'll have to hear from everybody that day. If you're out there and you're part of the show, call in. Call in with your favorite memories of our show. Yeah. If we made you laugh somehow. If, you know, I said, yeah, fuck Rod's mustache,
call
laugh about it.
Call in and make us laugh.
I'm going to put a compilation video together of all the Johnny moments.
Yes.
Of the show and outtakes or whatever you want to, or faux pas and oopses and all that other good stuff. I'll try and keep it to 5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Because I have 52 fucking shows.
Just general mayhem.
Yeah, pretty much. The oops moments. I think that would be cute.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Well, pictures of all of our sorry, never mind.
Oh, no, that was pre... Never mind. We didn't do any of that, no.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time. So everybody jump aboard that night, man, that's for sure. Yeah. We got 10 minutes left. Anybody got anything you want to add? Randy, what are you thankful for 2017 besides me?
18. It's 2018.
No shit. I said, what are you thankful for from 2017?
Oh, I thought you said for 2000, not from.
What are you thankful for 2018? You only got a day, so I'm thankful for eating last night.
I'm just actually glad that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
There was a time I was wondering about that.
Me too. I was like, that was the biggest thing in my mind. Is Randy going to die? Am I going to get my trailer back? What the fuck's going on?
Who's
going
to fix my motorcycle
Who's going to get his motorcycle? It was like, you know, I was like, these things I had to think about, you know?
Figures.
Oh, my God.
You're such a prick.
And you really want to fix it?
It's not easy being the redhead stepchild. You know?
I don't know how you guys have been best friends for however long you've been best friends.
2 years.
Yeah.
How many years?
Long time, 10 years.
Now it's been longer than that.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, me and Don were talking about this today, that we've been together 9 years already.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
9 fucking years.
No, I can't.
Why?
I've known you casually for like 12 years.
Yeah.
But I really only got to know you one.
Yeah.
So, really, if you think about it.
Yeah,
I've known you longer than that. I've known you.
Yeah, I've known you like, I've known Randy probably longer than you.
Back
actually.
In the 90s. I think it was back in
Rocky Point and Cycle Works. Yeah. From there, yeah. I think.
And we want to get to know all of you people, man. Yeah. You're our family, man. That's what this show is about. Right? We're the hub, you know?
Yeah.
Come here. Bring your groups to us, man. We'll talk about your groups. We love all the groups that are out there. You know what I mean? Come hang out, you know? Share stories. Share your bikes. This is Motorcycle Mayhem.
Yeah.
So what we do. Instead of putting it on Facebook, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's going on Facebook, but so are you.
It's going on YouTube, too.
YouTube is kicking ass, man. That looks great.
I'm loving it. Yeah, we need some more people to start subscribing to our page so we can actually have a name for our YouTube page instead of it being YouTube Watch ?V=JKFSTNuzzy.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, man, subscribe to us on YouTube. Like our Facebook page. Follow our Facebook page. Right? Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram.
We're not on Twitter. I don't do anything with it.
No, just follow us anyway.
We are on Instagram.
Follow us home.
We are on Instagram. We do have the Instagram page for photos and little videos.
I just think the YouTube is the way to go on it.
Right now it is, sure.
Yeah, really
I think
is.
So. It's just a better quality,
without
a doubt.
We're begging you to check out the MeWe. The MeWe is going to be big.
Yeah, I dropped the link on both the YouTube and the Facebook, so if you guys go check that out, I'm just going to check that out when I get home, too.
I'll find you on MeWe, whatever, and you hang out with us.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Rebecca. Yeah, thank you, Rebecca. Is right.
Yeah, no, she said post your poker run and party on Facebook as a group page.
That's another great. Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, Pamela.
Group. But that's the thing. I send out some private messages for people to share the show because Facebook has been, like I said, they lock you down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could share the show for us, man, even better. Even now, it's not too late because if you share it now, it starts over in some other group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you're in a group that we're not in or... You know, we haven't shared it. Please just share it, man. Let's get this thing off the ground, man. Let's make 2018 and run with this shit. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm hoping
it'll
for.
It'll be great.
Well, now that I'm here, I'm sure it will.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic now.
Come on, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, you do.
Well, of course you did.
Rod, you have anything you want to add?
No, just Happy New Year to everybody, and we'll see you again.
Yeah, we'll see you again. And
we can end a little early because I do have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, no, you should do that on the air. Bring the mic. Get the cordless. Go to the bathroom. That was fucking great.
No, I'm not doing that teacup thing.
One girl, two girls, one cup?
Yeah, two girls, one cup. Fuck that shit.
How about one radio show, like one cup, one girl?
Nah, screw that. Right. No, that's disgusting. Nope. I think I want to vomit.
Nope.
Okay, Dawn's volunteering. Great, thank you.
Well, I'm going to bring up our mascot real quick. Our mascot, bring him up.
No, it's okay. No,
the wire's going to go crazy.
Are you kidding?
All right.
Yeah, no, we can't bring the mascot up because, man. No, he will, there's thousands of dogs.
Everyone knows my dog, Simba. Say hi to him. All right, anyway.
We heard him.
Let's end this shit, huh? Listen, from all of us to you, have a happy, successful 2018. We'll see you next week, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here. Check us out on MeWe. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow.com.
He's such an ass. Welcome to 2018.
That's going to be part of the video next week.
Nothing changes. Right,
the first time.
Oh, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Only been doing
it's
this.
It's nice
year.
To know that some things just never change.
Good night, D. Yes, it won't. So we are going to end this right now. 877 now.